It's Monday, December 27th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A monument at a Hong Kong university that was the best-known public remembrance of the Tiananmen Square massacre on Chinese soil was removed last Thursday, wiping out one of the city's last remaining places of public commemoration of the bloody June 4, 1989 crackdown against student demonstrators, reports the Associated Press. The Chinese Communist Party claimed only 300 people were killed. However, Peking University leaflets circulated on campus suggested a death toll of between 2,000 and 3,000 people, and the Chinese Red Cross claimed 2,600 people were killed. For some at the University of Hong Kong, the move to tear down the monument to the Tiananmen Square massacre reflected the erosion of the relative freedoms they have enjoyed compared to mainland China. The 26-foot-tall Pillar of Shame, which depicts 50 torn and twisted bodies piled on top of each other, was made by a Danish sculptor to symbolize the lives lost during the military crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. The sculptor said, quote, "They are sending a signal to the students that it is over with the Hong Kong democracy movement and that it's over with free speech in Hong Kong," end quote. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is standing firm on his plan to vote no on Biden's Build Back Better bill. Before going on Fox News Sunday, he had one of his aides notify the White House of his plan to tell the nation that he was voting no on the Biden administration's over-the-top spending bill, reports conservativesociety.org. The White House panicked in response, trying to call Manchin right before he went on air.
I've always said this, Brett, if I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
You're done.